for hygienic reasons. His name was Wilbur Larch, which, except for the scent of ether that always accompanied him, reminded one of the nurses of the tough, durable wood of the coniferous tree of that name. She hated, however, the ridiculous name of Wilbur, and took offense at the silliness of combining a word like Wilbur with something as substantial as a tree. The other nurse imagined herself to be in love with Dr. Larch, and when it was her turn to name a baby, she frequently named him John Larch, or John Wilbur. Her father's name was John. Or Wilbur Walsh. Her mother's maiden name had been Walsh. Despite her love for Dr. Larch, she could not imagine Larch as anything but a last name. And when she thought of him, she did not think of trees at all. For its flexibility as a first or last name, she loved the name of Wilbur. And when she tired of her use of John, or was criticized by her colleague for overusing it, she could rarely come up with anything more original than a Robert Larch or a Jack Wilbur. She seemed not to know that Jack was often a nickname for John. If he had been named by this dull, love-struck nurse, he probably would have been a Larch or a Wilbur of one kind or another. And a John, a Jack, or a Robert, to make matters even duller. Because it was the other nurse's turn, he was named Homer Wells. The other nurse's father was in the business of drilling wells, which was hard, harrowing, honest, precise work. To her, thinking her father was composed of these qualities, which lent the word Wells a certain deep, down-to-earth aura, Homer had been the name of one of her family's umpteen cats. This other nurse, Nurse Angela, to almost everyone, rarely repeated the names of her babies. Whereas poor Nurse Edna had named 3 John Wilbur Juniors and 2 John Larch III's, Nurse Angela knew an inexhaustible number of no-nonsense nouns, which she diligently employed as last names: maple, fields, stone, hill, knot, day, waters, to list a few. And a slightly less impressive list of first names borrowed from a family history of many dead but cherished pets. Felix, Fuzzy, Smokey, Sam, Snowy, Joe, Curly, Ed, and so forth. For most of the orphans, of course, these nurse-given names were temporary. The boys' division had a better record than the girls' division at placing the orphans in homes when they were babies. Too young ever to know the names their good nurses had given them. Most of the orphans wouldn't even remember Nurse Angela or Nurse Edna, the first women in the world to fuss over them. Dr. Larch made it a firm policy that the orphans' adoptive families not be informed of the names the nurses gave with such zeal. The feeling at St. Cloud's was that a child, upon leaving the orphanage, should know the thrill of a fresh start. But, especially with the boys who were difficult to place and lived at St. Cloud's the longest, it was hard for Nurse Angela and Nurse Edna, and even for Dr. Larch, not to think of their John Wilbers and John Larches, their Felix Hills, Curly Maples, Joe Knotts, Smoky Waterses, as possessing their nurse-given names forever. The reason Homer Wells kept his name was that he came back to St. Cloud's so many times, after so many failed foster homes, that the orphanage was forced to acknowledge Homer's intention to make St. Cloud's his home. It was not easy for anyone to accept, but Nurse Angela and Nurse Edna, and finally Dr. Wilbur Larch, were forced to admit that Homer Wells belonged to St. Cloud's. The determined boy was not put up for adoption anymore. Nurse Angela, with her love of cats and orphans, once remarked of Homer Wells that the boy must adore the name she gave him because he fought so hard not to lose it. St. Cloud's, Maine, the town, had been a logging camp for most of the 19th century. The camp, and gradually the town, set up shop in the river valley where the land was flat, which made the first roads easier to build and the heavy equipment easier to transport. The first building was a sawmill. The first settlers were French Canadians, woodsmen, lumberjacks, sawyers. Then came the overland haul.